Hello there, everyone.
Welcome to another Story Hour session. And now, Uncle Dan, in your last Bible story, you told us the story of two brothers, Jacob and Esau, who were called the unlike twins. Well, somehow, I had a feeling that there might be another chapter about them.
Well, there is, Aunt Sue. In fact, there are three more chapters. This episode, taken from Genesis 28 and 29, I call...
The Cheating Twin Cheated.
Those stone-tipped arrows.
They are, Master Esau.
Oh, what took you so long? One of these days, I'm going to have you flogged within an inch of your life.
Yes, Master Esau.
Don't you dare yes me. Get out of here and have the men get ready for the hunt. And hurry up about it.
We're going hunting for big game, Master Esau.
Big game?
little game. As little as one can get. We're going after my brother. Hunt him down.
Your brother, Master Esau.
Jacob, my twin, I'm going to kill him. Ah, cheat me, Willie. Now get out of here and get ready. Yes, I am going to kill my scheming, lying, cheating twin.
Jacob, my son, hurry and go before Esau finds you. He'll kill you.
But Mother, he wouldn't kill his own brother.
He has vowed that he will get you, and he... Well, he's a hunter. He's used to killing. Hurry, Jacob, please. And remember, I'll send for you as soon as it's safe.
I don't want to leave you, Mother.
But you have to, for your very life's sake.
Because we sinned, you and I, Mother. Sin is grievous, and we're paying for it now and always will. All our lives we'll pay for it.
Son, you must go. You've received your father's command to go to my home in Mesopotamia and get you a wife from among my people. So go, son, go, please.
Then goodbye, Mother.
Hurry, run, go on, run.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mother.
Oh, I may never again see him.
It's getting dark. I better stop for the night. This is as good a place as any. Water, grass to lie on, trees to shelter me, twigs for a fire to... Oh, no. I guess I hadn't better build a fire. Esau, if he's still chasing me, might see a fire. But I can eat nuts, and I might even find some fruit. Well, I guess I better prepare for the night while there's still some light. Pine needles for a bed, and stones for a pillow. Stones. Well, it serves me right. These stones for a pillow. Yes, they are symbolic of what I have become, an outcast. I've lost, completely lost the blessing God had for me, all because of my sins. I wonder if I dare to pray. No. No, God can't hear a sinner like me. Yet I will pray. I'll confess, and maybe God can forgive me. God, God in heaven, God of my father and of Abraham, hear me now as I acknowledge my sins and plead to be forgiven. I'm a sinner, but, oh God, don't forsake me. Do not cast me from the bosom of thy love and compassion. Oh God, forgive me and give me some evidence that thou dost forgive me. Forgive me, oh my God, forgive me. No, God won't forgive me. He can't. I'm too great a sinner.
Wearied with his journey, the wanderer Jacob fell asleep. But God had not forsaken him. God's mercy was still extended to his erring, distrustful servant. He compassionately revealed just what Jacob needed, a savior. As Jacob slept, he dreamed a dream. And behold, there was a ladder, bright and shining, whose base rested upon the earth, while the top reached up into heaven. Upon this ladder, angels were ascending and descending. Above it was the Lord of glory, and from the heavens Jacob heard a voice declaring,
I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. In thee, Jacob, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of.
And Jacob awoke and was afraid.
Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
In the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had for a pillow and set it up as a pillar, and vowed a vow, saying,
If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And of all that I have, I will surely give one-tenth thereof to the Lord as a tithe.
And Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, there was a well in a field, and three flocks of sheep by the well.
You there, are you with the sheep?
Yes, why?
Well, why don't you go ahead and water the sheep?
You're a stranger in these parts, aren't you?
I just came from the west.
I thought so. Well, stranger, we can't water the sheep until someone rolls the stone away from the well's mouth.
Well, why doesn't someone roll it away then?
We have to wait until all the sheep are here.
There are more sheep to come?
There are only three flocks here now. There'll be a dozen or so when they're all here.
I see. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, stranger.
It's a strange custom. He wasn't very friendly. Wonder if all these eastern people are like that. Well, these men look friendly enough. Good morning, men.
Good morning.
Good morning, stranger.
How are you? You're a stranger?
From the west, and you? Where are you from?
Haran, the city of Haran.
Oh, Haran. Well, do you happen to know a man by the name of Laban, the son of Nahor?
Oh, I should say we do know Laban. A good man, sharp as a tack.
Is he well?
Of course. Why shouldn't he be?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Well, if you have any more questions, why don't you save them for Rachel? She's Laban's daughter, and she brings her father's sheep here to water.
She does?
There she comes now, stranger.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, that she is, stranger.
Can anyone... is anyone allowed to roll the stone away from the mouth of the well?
Well, if you're strong enough, but it has to be rolled back again.
Well, I am.
Want me to help with the stone?
Oh, no, I can do it. But thank you anyway.
Showing off for her benefit.
Why are you watering my sheep, stranger?
Jacob is my name.
Jacob, sir, don't you realize it's the custom here in Mesopotamia for women to water their father's flocks? You must be from a faraway country.
Well, I'm from the west. There, men folk do most of the hard work.
You still haven't told me why you're watering my sheep.
Your name is Rachel.
Yes.
Daughter of Laban, granddaughter of Nahor.
Yes,
these sheep belong to your father Laban.
What's all that got to do with why you're what? You kissed me.
Yes. I kissed you, Rachel.
What?
And I...
How dare you insult me?
We are cousins, Rachel.
Cousins? Why, that's the best excuse I've ever... We're cousins?
My mother is Rebecca, your father's sister.
Oh, she married someone from Canaan. Isaac, wasn't it?
Yes, my father.
They met your Aunt Rebecca and my father right here. I mean, my father's servant, his name was Eliezer. He came right here, probably at this well, and met Rebecca and took her back to Canaan, and she became Isaac's wife.
Yes, I've heard that story many times.
Do you think that, well, maybe, I mean, perhaps there's some significance in us, you and I, meeting at this same well? Do you think so?
I'd better run and tell Father you're here, if you'll watch the sheep while I'm gone.
My sister Rebecca's son here? Here in Haran?
Yes, Father, I left him at the well.
I'll go to him at once and extend our hospitality. Well, 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 if you aren't the picture of Rebecca... And how is she?
Fine. When I left her, Uncle Laban.
So, you're her son. Well, well, can you imagine that?
So I have a brother, a twin brother. His name is Esau.
Jacob and Esau. It has a nice ring to it. But why do I keep you here like this, gabbing? Come, we'll go to my home and you shall remain as my guest. For as long as it pleases you.
Thank you, Uncle Laban.
Oh, bring the sheep in, Rachel. We're going on ahead.
All right, Father.
Well, perhaps I should stay and help her.
I see you have an eye for beauty. You think she's beautiful?
Very much, sir.
You should see my eldest daughter, Leah. Rachel is beautiful, yes. But Leah, there's a girl to turn the heart of any man. Tender-eyed she is. And as docile and obedient as any girl gets to be.
And Jacob abode in the home of his uncle Laban.
Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, Rachel. It's a beautiful morning. I suppose you're going to care for the sheep again today.
That's my daily duty.
I would, may I help you?
I've been taking care of Father's sheep for years. I can get along without any help.
Oh. Well, do you mind if I go along? You know, fresh air and you know.
You're our guest and have the privilege of doing whatever you wish.
Well, then I'll go with you. Rachel, are you... I'd like to talk to you if you're not too busy.
There's nothing to do until all the flocks get here and someone removes the stone from the well. Maybe you'd like to.
Yes. Yes, I would. But after I talk to you, you can guess what it's about. I think you're beautiful.
I heard you told my father that.
Shouldn't I have?
Oh, in this country, one doesn't talk to a girl's father unless he... they just don't do it here, Jacob.
Well, would it be all right if I... If I am...
If you are what?
What you said, in love with you.
I didn't say that.
You almost did. You started to, and it's what you meant. Rachel, I do. I do love you.
Oh, no, you mustn't,
Why
Jacob.
Not? Why?
I'm the youngest. I mean, I'm younger than Leah, and she... Well, she has the first chance.
But I don't love her.
Oh, but she's really nice, Jacob.
I don't love her.
She'd make you a good wife.
But I don't want to. I'll ask your father and let him...
Oh, no, don't ask him. I forbid you to.
Because you don't love me.
I just don't want you to.
All right. I won't ask him. I'll just tell him if and when the proper opportunity presents itself.
Tell him what?
That I love you and you don't love me.
But I didn't say that.
Then you do love me.
Yes, and I mean, no. I don't know.
You do love me.
And Jacob abode in the house of Laban for the space of a month.
Well, well, Jacob. How do you like our eastern land and ways by this time?
I love it here, Uncle Laban.
Fine, fine. And I'm glad you're here. The girls and servants tell me that you're a mighty fine worker.
I like to help where I can.
We're kin, Jacob, relatives. And I'm not going to allow you to keep on working for nothing. You just tell me what wages you expect, and I'll pay it.
Well, sir, you have two daughters, Leah and Rachel, and I... Sir, I'll work 7 years for you for the hand of your younger daughter, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacob, it's better that she marry you than some other man. Abide with me 7 years.
Well, well, if it isn't Rachel, what are you doing out here?
I came to help you, even as you helped me when I took care of Father's sheep.
Your help and presence is always welcome. Yet I think I detect something besides the desire to help me in your presence. But what? That's the question. You care to tell me?
You spoke to Father.
I've been speaking to him for months, well over a year now, ever since the day I arrived from Canaan.
Oh, you know what I mean, Jacob.
I know that I love you very deeply, Rachel.
You must, to work 7 long years for me. Am I worth it, Jacob?
Every second, minute, and day. Every thought, act, and word during those 7 years.
Father's taking advantage of you. You know that. 7 years' labor is a pretty high dowry.
Not for you, Rachel. I'd work 7 years times seven.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I do. I act according to the dictates of my heart. The important question is, do you love me?
Oh, am I supposed to?
Well, aren't you?
Well, in this day and age, a girl doesn't have a choice of whom she loves and marries. Her father makes the choice and does all the arranging.
Rachel, you didn't answer my question. Do you love me?
Perhaps. Perhaps not. Oh, Jacob. Oh, Jacob, I love you very much.
Leah?
Yes, Father?
Do you like Jacob?
Of course. He's a fine young man.
How would you like to be his wife instead of Rachel?
Father, what are you talking about?
I've seen the look in your eyes. Jealousy of Rachel and love for Jacob.
Father!
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Jacob and Rachel are engaged to be married. In a few days now, the 7 years will be up and they'll be married.
Now, you didn't answer my question. How would you like to be his wife?
But I... Yes, I am in love with him. But it's impossible. He loves Rachel.
It isn't impossible. I can arrange it so he will marry you.
How?
Are you interested?
I might be.
Yes or no?
Yes. Oh, now tell me how.
Brides are heavily veiled during the wedding feast and afterward. Well... Under the veil will be you.
Don't you think Jacob is smart enough to recognize my voice?
Don't talk. Just listen. Enjoy the feast and Jacob won't notice anything wrong.
How about Rachel? Where will she be during the feast? Do you think she'll sit quietly by and let you deceive Jacob?
Yes. She's an obedient daughter. She'll do exactly as I tell her.
And what about Jacob himself? He'll be angry. He'll cast me aside and I'll be a disgraced woman.
He won't cast you aside. I've thought of a way to prevent that.
The whole thing is absurd.
Not at all. Jacob knows the custom of the East. The elder daughter must be married before the younger. Well, you're the eldest.
Father, are you going to try to get Jacob to believe that custom is binding?
Jacob's a nice boy. He'll believe anything I tell him.
Tell me, Father... What is your real reason in wanting to substitute me in place of Rachel?
You are my eldest daughter, and you...
Father, I am not Jacob. I don't believe everything I hear.
Well, Jacob is a good worker. Everything he does prospers, and I don't want to lose his services. When he discovers that it's you he's married instead of Rachel, he'll still want to marry her. And then I'll get his services for another 7 years.
You'd sacrifice Rachel's happiness and mine for 7 years free labor merely to add a few more sheep and cattle to your growing herds?
Cattle is wealth, and wealth is power.
I didn't realize my father was quite such a selfish, scheming, money-grabbing man. Your wicked father, evil.
Yes, yes, I guess I am, aren't I? but someday I shall be wealthy. Wealthy!
Oh, my darling Rachel, soon you will be my wife. 7 years have I waited for this moment. It seems but a few days now. And you, darling, are you happy?
Ah, my dear son-to-be, my daughter is happy. So happy she's lost her tongue. And now, my daughter, my son, it is time you departed for the marriage ratification. But first, friends, friends, I wish to make an announcement. We are here to celebrate the wedding of my daughter to the man of her choice, Jacob. I am not losing a daughter. Rather, I gain a son. May I offer a toast to the newly married couple? May they prosper, have long life, and many children.
What is there to say more than I have already said, Rachel? My wife. I love you. I'm happy. And I'm sure God ordained this marriage, even as he ordained the marriage between my father, Isaac, and your aunt, Rebecca. We will obey God. We will be true to principle and to each other. Our happiness is as simple as that. Oh, Rachel, dear, as I remove your veil, I shall then and forever have the right to look upon your beautiful face. Never again will it be necessary to hide your lovely face from me and an admiring world.
Oh, Jacob, before you remove the veil, always remember I love you. Regardless of what happens, remember...
What could happen to cause me to forget that?
Just remember, will you? Please.
Of course. Now, Rachel, the veil.
All right, Jacob.
Leah! Leah! I can't believe it! You are Leah!
Yes.
You're supposed to be Rachel. Where is she? I married her.
No, Jacob, I am your wife.
I don't love you. I love Rachel.
I love you. Remember.
What is this all about? What's happened?
There was a wedding feast and ceremony. We married Jacob, you and I.
And I... Who is responsible for this deception? You? Your father? Yes, your father. Sounds just like him. Well, I'll have a little talk with him right now.
Remember, Jacob, I love you. You promised.
So your father did this to me. Well, he's going to have to answer to me, too.
Why be so upset about it, son?
Upset? I worked 7 years for Rachel and end up with Leah.
Leah's a good girl, tender-eyed, obedient, affectionate. She'll make an ideal wife.
Not for me.
I'm sorry, Jacob, but I had to do it. You knew it was the custom here in the East to marry the eldest daughter before the younger one can get married.
Then why did you promise I could have Rachel?
That was 7 years ago. I thought surely in 7 years Leah would get married, but she hasn't.
Well, I don't want Leah. I'll annul the marriage.
Don't do that, Jacob. You can't. It will disgrace Leah. It'll disgrace me, my family. No, no, Jacob. Please don't discard her.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Fulfill the week with Leah. Then I'll give you Rachel to wife for another 7 years of labor.
Two wives?
It's done all the time. It's an accepted custom of our civilization.
Yes, but two wives don't make for contentment and peace in the family.
All right then, Jacob. If you wish to bring disgrace down upon Rachel and me and the entire family, go ahead and discard Leah. Go on. It's all right with me. Well?
I've already waited 7 years for the hand of Rachel. Another 7 years. That's too long.
Oh, you won't have to wait 7 years to marry her. Just a week. Fulfill the week with Leah and you can marry Rachel. You can work out the 7-year dowry after that. You see, Jacob, how much I trust you.
Yes, I trusted you, and look at the result.
I'm sorry, Jacob, but I just had to do it. And you will fulfill the week with Leah and marry Rachel for her sake and mine.
I'll think it over.
But, Jacob, think of the disgrace even in delay. With the people...
I'll think it over. Let you know. Rachel. You've been crying.
I guess I'm just a silly woman, Jacob.
You're a beautiful woman. Wonderful. And I love you.
Oh, Jacob, Jacob, I love you too. But I guess I can't have you.
Who says so?
You're married to Leah.
I could annul the marriage.
You did marry her, Jacob, and you have a certain obligation, even though you were tricked into it. I guess I'm just doomed to lose you forever.
Maybe not. Your father made me an offer. If I'll fulfill the week with Leah so the marriage can't be annulled, he'll let me marry you.
Really?
For 7 more years of labor.
Wait another 7 years?
Oh, no. I can marry you at the end of the week.
You're going to do it?
You'll be jealous of Leah. You'll fight and quarrel.
I don't care, Jacob.
You'll have but few really peaceful moments as a sister wife.
I don't care. I don't care. I'll have you.
Jacob, my son, I give you my most valued possession, my last and youngest daughter. Take her, provide for her, love her, cherish her, and God bless you. Friends, friends, I would make an announcement. We are here to celebrate the wedding of my daughter Rachel to the man of her own choice, Jacob. I am not losing a daughter. I am gaining a son. I offer a toast to the newly married couple. May they prosper, have long life, and many children.